A long, long time ago, when universities were universities, and thanks to Mrs. Thatcher, polytechnics were also universities, there lived a group of 9 beautiful young students. They all lived happily together in the magical town of Bournemouth, by the great sea of sewage known as the English Channel. Together they shared a wondrous and reasonably priced student house, which they rented from the great Mr. Khan, who was so powerful he owned many houses in their road, available for £40 a week, no smoking, no pets. Every morning, the 9 friends would gaily arise from their beds, eat a huge breakfast of porridge together, and merrily make the short walk to university. There they studied the production of wireless. All day long they would be happy and content, playing with binaural stereo effects, contemplating the future of the digital wireless, and wondering if baseball caps were suitable for a radio station. Life for these students was fancy-free. They had their whole lives ahead of them. Not a single one ever complained about how they didn't have any ideas, how they hated their voices, and about the great amount of debt they were getting into. Of course, this is all a load of bollocks.
Here it is! Merry Christmas! Everybody's having fun! Look to the future, 'cause it's only just begun! Hello?
You shut up! Get out of the bathroom!
Oh!
You're on the Sharon's way, you know!
Oh, sorry, Joe! Good morning, Joanne. What a lovely day it is, too. Last day of term, no more work to do. And it's Christmas!
Bah, humbug. Get out of my way. Oh, my God.
Burst presents MA Radio Production and The Beanstalk, an original pantomime for the wireless, starring the MA students and their tutors.
Well,
I most certainly did, sweet master, sir. Thank you very much, and God bless us everyone.
Look, Tiny Tom, I've told you before, you don't need to talk like that. This isn't Dickens, you know. Go and sit down at the table and eat your gruel before it gets warm.
God bless you, sir. You've a kind heart. Could I just ask, though, why are you dressed up as a buxom, widow-like old woman?
Do you like it? I thought I'd do something different for our last day. I think it suits me. Do you like my rosy cheeks and toothless grin? I want you all to call me Ms. Twanky for today, though I must say it's hell not being able to see my feet, and don't even get me started on the knickers.
That's not a finer woman in the whole of Bournemouth, good sweet mistress.
Thank you, Tiny Tom, and may I say you're looking incurably sick this morning. If only your parents could see you now, they'd be so disappointed. Ah, good morning, Victoria. How are you today? Hurry up, breakfast nearly ready.
Why, good morning, Miss Victoria. You look lovely this morning, and may I say, those young boys' clothes really do you justice.
Thank you, Tiny Tom. I woke up, rubbed the sleep out of my eyes, and thought I'd dress up as a boy and call myself Jack for the day. That's not too girly, is it? What's for breakfast, Mark?
It's Ms. Twanky, if you'll please. I've made porridge, but you'll not get any if you don't go and sit down at the table.
You look more like a man than I could ever hope to, Jack. That felt green jacket, those white tights and that well-placed sock really suits you.
Has anyone seen the cat this morning? He'll need feeding before we go to university, and he mustn't go out today. If Mr. Khan sees him, we could be eating him in our next kebab.
Well, that's okay then, because Puss left early this morning. He said not to worry, and that he'd meet this lovely young man in the park, and was going to seek his fortune with him in London. Some guy called Richard Whittington, if I remember correctly. Puss even borrowed a pair of my boots for the journey. Actually, come to think of it, I never knew Puss could talk. Strange, the things you discover.
Ah, that's nice. I hope he's happy. That means I don't have to feed him, which is good. I couldn't afford to anymore.
Come on, everybody. Breakfast's ready.
So here it is. Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun. Good morning, friends. Isn't it wonderful? Tomorrow it's the holidays. Nothing to do except eat, drink, and be merry.
But that's all we ever do, isn't it? Look at William. How's your head this morning? I hope it hurts after coming in drunk last night and waking me up. You did look after Donkey, didn't you?
Yeah, keep it down, okay? Did I look after Donkey? Well, if looking after Donkey means selling him so that he has the opportunity to lead a better and more fulfilled life, then that's what I did. I can explain. I was in the pub having a drink with Cinderella. She's got some problem with her three dog ugly sisters. Anyway, this guy comes up to me and says he likes my ass and wants to buy it. I was a bit drunk at this point, so I asked how much my ass was worth. Well, he pulls three beans from his pocket and says they're magic beans. They're totally kosher, he said, and he let me have them for a donkey. I thought, why not? I'm always one to experiment, you know. These beans look like good stuff. So I gave him Donkey and took the beans.
You sold our donkey for three magic beans? How could you? He was my friend. Are they pretty beans?
They're all the colours of the rainbow and more. The bad thing is, though, I lost them when I was taking a leak in the bushes at uni. They just fell out of my pocket, and I couldn't see them anywhere. Well, I couldn't see very much anyway.
Hey, gang, morning. What do you think? Cool, eh? Anyone got the kettle on?
Tea's in the pot.
Do I think? Well, let me see. There's already two people in this room wearing the wrong gender clothes. Now you come in wearing some tacky two-piece horse outfit. You need to try harder. Who's in there with you? I'm guessing from the position that whoever it was lost the toss.
It's me. And you're wrong. I won. It's good, ain't it?
We thought it'd be fun to dress up for the last day, so we got the Winnie the Horse costume. We've even worked out our own party trick. Look.
Ta-da! Look, only one leg. No, now, the other two. How good are we?
Wow, that's amazing. Do you think a real horse can do that?
Well, probably. But if you were my horse, I'd shoot you. Now, will everyone please sit down? I've made porridge and we've got to be in uni soon or we'll be in trouble with Professor Street. I think that when he sees that some of his students have equine and transvestite tendencies, he's not going to be jumping for joy. Joe, Philip, breakfast!
I'm your fairy godmother! Look, I've even got a costume. Now I can bring peace and happiness to one and all for Christmas.
Lovely, thank you, Mark. Sorry, Miss Twanky.
Thank you, Jack. Now, come on, everyone. Bowl stacked in the sink. Let's move. Ben and Leonard, we clean up that mess. It's beginning to smell. You're not meant to do everything a real horse does, you know. I'll just put the rubbish out. Anyone got anything to go in the bin?
Oh, yeah, I do. Could you put this in there for me, please? I don't think we're going to need it anymore.
What exactly is this, Phil?
Oh, nothing really. Just the production values. It's not really worth us carrying them round the whole day, is it?
That's a very good idea, Phil. We can't always produce great radio, can we? Is everyone ready? Then let's go to work.
Sunglasses every time we go to university. I can't see a thing, and letters are causing me a lot of pain in the rear.
It's dark enough down here without them. I wish you hadn't hogged the shower this morning, Chris. It's not pleasant down here.
I'll have you know I showered yesterday. Just remember that you wanted to be the rear end.
Look, we have to wear the sunglasses. Remember, we're radio producers. If you're not wearing the black polo neck, you wear the sunglasses. It's the rules. Anyway, stop complaining. We're here now. Does anyone know what we've got today?
I think we've got a session on how to attach stereo microphones to all four limbs of your body to create quadraphonic sound. It must be for those geeky headphone listeners out there.
Hang on a minute. Has anyone noticed that giant beanstalk outside Professor Street's window? Look, it's grown right to the top of the building. It's enormous.
Now that definitely wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah, now I remember what happened. I was in the Union Bar, I came out, needed to go to the toilet, and went over there. That was where I lost the beans.
Didn't that guy say they were magic beans?
Yeah, but I didn't believe him. I just thought he was stupid or something.
Quite.
Well, we'd better find out what's going on. We should go and see if Professor Street's okay. Look, his office window's wide open.
Hello, Professor Street. Are you in there? We saw the beanstalk. It was all William's fault. So we brought him along to apologise. Hello?
Hang on a minute. I'm not apologising. None of this is my fault.
It is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, look, let's just forget about whose fault it is. Professor Street's office is a real mess. There's paper and wires everywhere. He's usually so tidy.
Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness you're here. Something terrible has happened. You've got to help me, please. I don't know what to do. It's Professor Street. He's gone mad.
Calm down, Hugh. Tell us what happened.
Right. Yes, you're right. Wait a minute. Why are you dressed as a horse?
We thought it would be fun for the last day of term. We just thought it would make a change from the usual black, you know. Black can be so oppressive.
Okay, but only for today. Next term, I want you all in back. Where was I? Oh yes, Professor Street. Let me think. Right. Yes, that was it. Last night, I left Professor Street in the office. He said he was staying late to work on a programme, so I went home. That must have been around 6. Then at about 10, I got a call from Professor Street saying that he was setting up his own radio station and that it was all happening tomorrow. He sounded a bit crazy. Then he started laughing and hung up.
So what did you do?
I went to bed. He does that kind of thing all the time. Though I suppose this time his laugh was more like a cackle. Oh dear, what was happening to him?
That's what we need to find out, Hugh. So you came in this morning, and we know that thanks to William, there's a huge beanstalk outside your window. What happened next?
I found Professor Street sitting on the floor amongst all this mess. He looked like he had been up all night. His eyes were manic and hair all over the place. He looked like he was possessed, like in The Exorcist.
Oh my God, we've got to stop him!
There was one last thing he said before he climbed up the beanstalk, that on the hour of the Today programme ending, the airwaves will be taken over by the best variety music mix. He's going on air at 9. He must be stopped.
That means we've only got 10 minutes. Oh, this light on my watch is really good.
Let's go!
Hold your horses, fairy godmother. No offence, guys.
Not taken, Jack.
Going up on that roof is no place for you. It'll be dangerous. We may fail. Some of us may not return. Besides, you climb up that beanstalk and everyone on the ground will be able to see up your frock.
On second thoughts, I think I'll stay here and look after Hugh.
I'm going up there. This is a job for a real man.
But you're not a real man.
I know that, Phil, but just for today I am. My name is Jack. I'm going up that beanstalk and I'm going to save the airwaves. Who's with me?
I am.
Me too.
I'm in. Let me just find my business cards.
We'll stay here and cheer up you.
Grab that stereo, Miss Twanky, and let's go.
Phew, that was tough. Is everyone all right?
I think so. Wow, you can see for miles up here.
It's freezing up here.
Look, there he is over in the corner. He's got the aerial set up, and look, he's putting the records on the decks. He must be about to start. What are we going to do?
Don't look at me. I know what we should do. We need to get over there and tell him that it's not the way to handle records. He'll be getting finger marks all over them. What he wants to do...
Yes, thank you, William. You can go and point that out to Professor Street, who, if you hadn't noticed, is currently under the hypnotic control of a beanstalk that you grew.
Okay. I've still got this hangover, you know.
Stop it, you two. He's almost ready. We've got to do something.
Ah, this should do. Okay, Professor Street. We can't let you do this.
Please step away from the decks and come back to your office with us.
You snivelling bunch of students can't stop us. Come any closer and I'll switch the transmitter on. I mean it. This so-called great nation of ours will reverberate to the sounds of drum and bass, and the pirates will be king. Yes, I can hear her calling. Yes, Jackie, we shall soon rule the airwaves. We shall be one in the junglest massive of music. We will become the ultimate DJ the world has ever seen.
I thought you'd know about the massive.
Oh, God, what are we going to do? He's really going to do it. All across England's dining tables, cups of tea will be spilt over the Daily Telegraph. People will choke on their cornflakes, and their toast will be slightly burnt. What evil influence can make our beloved professor do such a thing to those people?
That's it! You've got it! If he's listening to the evil influence of the Beanstalk, then we need to make him listen to a purely good influence. Give me the stereo.
What are you going to do?
Right, I'm ready. Cover your ears, everybody. This is going to be painful.
The time has come. Prepare for the sounds of the jungle, Great Britain. What's that? Oh, no. No, it can't be. You can't take me. No, no, turn it off. My ears must start the transmitter. No, no, no.
It worked. Well done, Mr. Anki. Yeah, you can turn it off now. He's become a gibbering wreck.
Just like every other Cliff Richard fan. Do you think I can nick his decks?
Leave the decks where they lie. We need to carry him back to his office. I don't know about you lot, but I need to rearrange my bosom and have a stiff drink.
Now, there's something you don't hear every day.
Gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living. A time for believing.
It all came over me. I was just sitting at my desk last night when there was this huge whooshing sound at the window. It flew open and I heard her talking to me and I couldn't ignore her. The next thing I remember was the Cliff Richard and this immense feeling of nausea. Oh, the nightmares I shall have.
Don't worry, Sean, that happens to everyone.
I can't even begin to imagine the damage I could have done. Without Radio 4, there would have been millions of elderly people wandering the streets, preying on the young and innocent. It would have been anarchy. Christmas would have been ruined. But you lot saved it.
There's one last thing that needs to be done, and I think Jack is out there doing it.
What the guy sees.
I grew that beanstalk. I nurtured it. I watered it. And you've destroyed it.
Come on, the only time you watered it, it was last night. And that's what got us into this mess.
So, Professor Street, are we going to have any lessons today? Or can we all go to the bar to celebrate the last day of term?
Well, I can certainly hear the bar calling to me. She's saying to let all of you come to her and party. I can't say no, can I?
Merry Christmas, everyone.